right. And Benjamin's going to have our story. Remember we've been having the story about Kandima? And I told you last week that Benjamin actually went to the island that she lived on, and he could see the mountain where she lived. So he's going to tell us the story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I want everybody to go ahead and close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes, and I want you to imagine a jungle. Now, it's a raw, almost untouched jungle. There's a river running through it. The river runs across this way. The river's probably about as wide as from the podium to the back of the sanctuary. On the side I'm standing, it's a nice, sandy beach. The other side, it's rocky. Like I said, it's jungle. There's parrots flying through the air. There's monkeys in the trees. And then going from one side of the river to the other, there's a suspension bridge. When I say suspension bridge, I mean there's two cables that are strung across the river, and there's wooden planks between the cables. And that's the bridge. It was like a trampoline. It was lots of fun. So I was on the island of Borneo, the Malaysia part of Borneo, Sabah. And you guys know the story of Nyla and the White Crocodile, or the story of Jungle Thorn, or Fire in the Mountain. So Jungle Thorn, that happened upriver of where I was. Nyla and the White Crocodile, that happened downriver of where I was. And then Fire on the Mountain, and that was Mount Kinabalu, which is about 50 kilometers away. So I was down there helping put together a youth Bible camp back in, wow, this is all the way back in December of 2017. And one day, so we have a special activity for the boys and girls every day. And today was boys' special activity, and it was swimming down in the river. So I was the designated lifeguard, despite my lack of lifeguard training or the proper equipment to be a lifeguard. The only thing I had for life-saving equipment was a rope, which floated as long as you didn't leave it in the water for too long. So, on this day, we're having a grand old time in the water. Now, I said there was this river. So up here, it's nice flat water, nice and still and deep. And on the far side of the river, it's rocky. It was actually deep enough you could jump off the rocks into the river. Now, right underneath our suspension bridge over here, it starts to turn into a bit of a rapids. So the water starts to move really fast, and there's rocks and stuff. So we were staying in this deep part. And one of the counselors that I was training, his name is Timothy, he decided that he was going to join this swimming race. So there was five people that lined up on this bank, and the objective was just swim across, touch the other side, and swim back. So I counted them down. 3, 2, 1, go! And they start swimming. They're splashing, making a racket. I'm watching, and I see the five heads in the five sets of arms and legs just stirring up water into foam. And I'm watching, and I see Timothy. He started it out really strong. He was in the lead. And I saw the other guys kind of pass him when he gets to the other side. Now, he reaches the other side, and the others turn around. And Timothy, he looks like he's dropped out of the race. And have you ever been to the pool? And, you know, when people decide, you know, I wonder how deep it is here. You know, they'll put their hand up, and they'll go straight down and then pop back up. Well, it looked like that's what he was doing. So the others are swimming back, and they make it back over here. And I see Timothy, he put his hand up, marked where he goes down, and he comes up. But what was weird was just that, like, up, he only came out of the water up to his eyes when he came up. He was looking around. And then he went down again. I'm like, well, that's weird. And then he went, then we came up a second time, and like just his arm comes up. I'm like, oh, he's in trouble. So I'm grabbing my rope, and I'm swimming out there as fast as I can, but this time just his fingertips come up, and he goes down. So then now I'm swimming around in this water, and when I say this water was opaque, like you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was so murky. So in this murky, muddy river, I'm swimming around just downstream, because remember, the water's flowing a little bit. I'm swimming just downstream of where he had gone down. I couldn't find him. For the life of me, I could not find the guy. And I'm frantic. And the whole time I'm out there swimming around praying, Jesus, please help me find Timothy. And Everyone else, by this point, they're on the shore, and they're just frozen in horror seeing what's happening. A minute goes by, 2 minutes. I think it must have been close to 2.5, 3 minutes before I found any sight of the guy. By this time, I'm getting worried because, one, obviously the guy's drowned, and if we're going to save him, we need to find him before he gets into those rocks. Because if he gets dragged down the river through the rapids and hits his head, it's going to be game over. So I'm just praying desperately, Lord, help me find Timothy. And I'm just down here at the beginning of the rapids because I know at this point that's my only hope is to catch him before he goes. And the water's shallower there. And I see him just upstream of me. He's kind of rising to the surface with his face down in the water. So I grabbed him as hard as I, grabbed him and I turn him around. And his face was, white as a whiteboard. Like he was pasty white. He wasn't breathing. His heart didn't seem to be beating, and his eyes were glazed over and rolled back in his head. And I'm like, Lord, did I find him too late? And now, when I found Timothy, we're kind of out in the middle of the river, in the middle of the rapids. So now I need to make it over to the shore here. And now, of course, we're in about probably 2 feet of water. And I've got to drag him back. I mean, I'll tell you what, that's a good light workout. I don't recommend it, but if you ever want a really good workout, drag a body through the beginning of a rapids. And the whole time I'm holding him, trying to drag him over, and I'm screaming at him the whole time, like, Timothy, can you hear me? Like, respond, do something. And I was scared, not just because obviously the guy had died, but like I was going to have to try CPR, and I'd never done CPR before. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, God, like, we're here to do camp for you. Did you bring him here to die? At that point, I'm like, call the doctor, because we did have a camp doctor on staff. And praise the Lord, he was actually walking across the suspension bridge coming over. So he looks down and sees me dragging this guy, and he starts running toward the beach. And as I get to the closest shore, I try one more time. Like, Timothy, can you hear me? How many fingers am I holding up? And he flutters his eyes. Wow. And he says, two. Oh, that was the sweetest noise I have ever heard in my life. So he's still not really moving it or anything, but at least I know he's breathing. So I lay him down on the shore and let him. Let the doctor take care of him. And then I go back into camp counselor mode. We have like 30 minutes left of boys' special activity. And for some reason, all the guys didn't want to swim anymore. I don't know why. So I tried to lead some expeditions up the river and stuff. And we finally decided to pack up a few minutes early and give people more time to change. And as I was cleaning up all the miscellaneous towels and debris left behind by the boys, I found Timothy's watch. Now, by this time, Timothy had been taken up the hill up to our sick room in our main campus. And I'm like, if Timothy is conscious right now, he's worrying about that watch. So I'm going to bring it up to him and see how he's doing. So I grab the watch, and I'm heading up to the campus. And as I'm getting ready to go up the stairs to the sick room, Timothy's walking down the stairs. Now, remember, this guy had been dead 30 minutes ago. I'm like, Timothy, oh, it's so good to see you. I'm like, I have a couple questions. One, what happened out there? Two, what does it feel like to drown? I've never drowned before, So he tells me, well, it went like this. I was swimming across, and I felt myself getting tired. So I decided to, try and touch my foot to the ground. The problem is, the river out there was about 9 feet deep, and Timothy is only about 5'6" deep. So when he tried to touch the bottom, there was nothing, and he panicked. And being a skinny guy, he took a quick breath, and then he went straight down to the bottom of the river. And he told me that he was paralyzed with fright. He was so scared that he couldn't move. But he could feel himself being dragged by the current along the bottom of the river. And as I was praying at the top, he was praying the same prayer at the bottom of the river. He was saying, God, did you bring me here to die? What am I doing here? What's going on today? And he told me, you know what, Ben? The last conscious thought I had was the words of Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the floods, they will not overflow you. See, Timothy was an avid Bible student. He studied his Bible, and he memorized scripture. And in that time of need, that verse came to his mind. So his last thought, as he's paralyzed in fear, being dragged along the bottom of the river, just as he blacks out, was, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the floods, and they will not overflow you. Amen. His next conscious thought was me screaming at him. But I want to encourage you that it's so important to memorize the word of God. It will protect you. It'll be an encouragement to you. Timothy ended up having no long-term effects from his extended stay underwater. And actually today, he worked as a Bible worker for a few years. And then I think it was 2 years ago, he became a pastor. And he is now a pastor living a life sold out for God in Malaysia.
Amen.
He is still accident prone, yes. He still has mishaps now and then. But he hasn't drowned again, so pray he doesn't keep any more mishaps. Let's pray real quick, and then we can go back to our seats. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for your protection and encouragement. I pray that we all may have the experience of Timothy, not drowning, but being able to abide in your word. May we keep it close to our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.